Pincel says social justice quite like stealing a 55-inch flat screen or a new pair of sneakers. Or maybe a Rolex. So the Rolex store got raided. Louis Vuitton got raided. So nothing like a $1,000 handbag to say, you know, what we've done here for George Floyd is justified and we're doing the right thing. At least that's what my next guest thinks. Oh, he does not. It's Professor Alan Sachs, political science, University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, welcome back.
And they also have good taste in liquor.
Yeah.
I saw people walking out with Seagram's liquor.
Yeah, lots of it. And then they burn the store down.
Yeah.
And the problem with that, of course, is that they're burning stores and in businesses, and oftentimes in the places that can have the least likelihood of rebuilding because they are poorer neighborhoods, and that Target store that's been looted and destroyed might be the place that sold groceries and got milk and so forth that's now gone.
As Rudolph Giuliani said several times over the weekend, the former mayor of New York City, he said every one of these cities that had bad rioting was run by a, quote, progressive Democrat. That word progressive bothers me. But that there were progressive Democrats, starting with Minneapolis.
That's right.
Oh, my God. When you saw the police going out in their cars, abandoning that police precinct.
Yeah, what's it going to take to rebuild that place? $25, $30, $35 million, and the bill sent to the taxpayers, of course, because we don't want anybody to get hurt.
They also desecrated churches, both in New York City and in Washington.
That's right. St. John's. In Washington, St. Patrick's Cathedral, New York City.
In New York City.
The AFL-CIO building set on fire.
Are going to think about it. And also, I think that the daughter of the mayor of New York City was arrested.
That's right.
And also, Keith Ellison, who's the attorney general of Minnesota.
Former congressman.
His son is a member of Antifa.
Yeah, how proud he must be.
Aren't these, what is going on with this? I think it was very well organized.
I saw that there were a number of arrests in Minneapolis, and I saw this after the first couple of days. I haven't gotten an update in the last 24 hours, but of a couple of hundred people arrested, not a single one was from Minneapolis.
That's interesting.
Not a single, I mean, they all come in from elsewhere. And I think it was in Texas that I read that they conveniently had a pallet of bricks about two blocks from where the protests. A pallet of bricks just magically sitting there next to the street. How did that happen?
Ready to go. That's right. It was, and also in there were comments. I think Susan Rice,
yep.
Which was amazing, said some things, saying that there may have been cars parked on the streets of Washington with explosive devices in them, just ready for action.
Yeah. Susan Rice from the Obama administration,
yeah.
Of course. I did get finally a little bit of insight from a far-left individual, Van Jones from CNN. You know Van Jones.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And he says that white liberal Hillary Clinton supporters are more dangerous than members of the Ku Klux Klan watching all of this. He's actually right.
He might
shocked
be right.
That he said
That's
it.
Right.
Shocked that he said it, but he's right because, you know, you've got all of these activists, quote unquote, who are attacking America. Everything's wrong with America. Everything America's ever done is wrong. You know, it's misogynist, it's racist, it's, you know, income inequality and all of this nonsense coming from privileged little snot-nosed white kids who went to fancy schools on mama and daddy's dime.
Wearing backpacks to the
right.
Riot. Can you imagine that?
And decrying, you know, capitalism. While they are the product of, you guessed it, capitalism. Nothing more ironic than driving, you know, big fancy cars with a, you know, an Antifa sticker on the bumper.
You know, riots break out, and revolutions also, not when things are terrible, it's when things are getting better.
Yeah, these people have never known.
Historically.
Yeah, these children have never known tough times. They've never known, well, they're about to.
That's right. We've created this. There's no question about it.
Well, you might have. I'll blame you. I'm not taking credit.
I didn't do it.
You can have it.
By the way, I met some of these.
You're the one. Hold on. You're the professor. What are you blaming me for?
I met some of these young people, and they are, some of these kids, if I can call them that, are mean. Some are wonderful, but a few, and I'm talking over the past.
Well, they're mean, and they're imbeciles.
They're mean.
Right, but they're imbeciles. They think they know a lot about a lot, and they don't know doodly squat about much of anything. Not history, not socialism, not economics, not math. They don't know anything about anything.
Some of this is a product of our wonderful public schools and our wonderful liberal universities, with those liberal professors telling them how bad everything is. And they're the product of it. Not all of this happens everywhere, no question about that.
Right.
But a lot of it does.
Well, sure. I'm sure it happens. Probably in your classroom.
Yeah, well, maybe 50 years ago,
yeah.
But not today. I changed my ways a lot when I saw what was happening. I really did, and I saw what was happening, and it wasn't good.
Here's the most gut-wrenching things that I see. I see, you know, people trying to defend their business that are beaten nearly, and I saw a handful of these videos over the weekend, people beaten in the streets nearly to death.
I know it.
And it's gut-wrenching.
In Dallas, there was a man who was beaten up trying to protect his business.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. Blood all over the street. And it the idea that it was so organized, and the first thing that hit me, when I said, another riot's broken out in another city, and I said, it's organized.
Yeah, it is organized by Antifa.
In the immortal words of some Democrat, I think it might have been Rahm Emanuel years ago, don't let a crisis go undone, or I'm paraphrasing.
Don't let it go to waste.
Don't let it go to waste.
Right.
You hear
Joe Biden and all these others saying the same thing, basically. This is a huge, they were talking originally about the pandemic. This is a huge opportunity. Huge opportunity. And so they're always on the same page, playing the same tune, and trying to create this nonsense and chaos.
I heard on one radio program this morning, and it was just a comment, and I can't prove it, that Joe Biden's staff has offered to pay the bail of any of these rioters that were arrested. If that is true, a big if that was true, that alone should cost him the election.
Yeah. I had a listener chime in here, said, you know, the meanest kids of all are these white liberal kids, which is true, by the way.
That's
and
true.
By the way, in my experience in life, and I don't know what yours is, the most racist people I've ever met in my life are liberal white kids. You know, they can say what they want, but they are the most quick to judge and pass judgment and racism and all of it. That's not us. We're diverse. No, you're imbeciles, and you really don't know what you're talking about on a whole host of subjects, but you get your information from, you know, Twitter and Facebook, and you believe you're brilliant. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word, Professor.
Well, when I used to hang around with a bunch of liberals many years ago when I was much, much younger, I heard jokes made about various ethnic groups, including African-Americans, Jewish-Americans, Catholics, you name it. They had the jokes. And many of those jokes had a very bitter kind of a tang.
Well, that's right, and that's exactly the problem. We got to leave it right there. I hope that we can stop this. Law and order is what we need. Stop
absolutely.
Stop surrendering the cities to thugs, frankly.
And
Professor Alan Sachs,
like
always appreciate it.
Mayor of Minneapolis.
Thank you so much. Quick break. We'll be right back.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.